American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your activities booklet to tape 2D. Look at figure 1. Listen to a dialogue and a question. Select the answer to the question. Number 1.
Can we play over here, Mom?
No, you can't play there. The sign says keep off the grass. The policeman will tell you to get away from there.
What warning did the mother give the children?
Number 2.
I think I'll push this table over here in the corner.
Look out. The corner of that carpet is loose.
Why did Barb tell Nell to look out? Number 3.
Achoo! Oh, excuse me, please.
Okay. But please put your hand over your mouth when you sneeze.
Why did Jane tell her daughter to cover her mouth? Number 4.
I'll get on this chair. You hand me the picture to hang.
No, you should never stand on a chair to do that.
What was Belle warning Joan about? Number 5.
Can I look at this book, Mother?
Yes, but turn the pages carefully.
Why did the mother warn her to turn the pages carefully? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. The mother warned the child to stay off the grass. Number 2 is A. Barb told Nell to look out so she wouldn't catch her heel in the carpet. Number 3 is A. Jane told her daughter to please cover her mouth when she sneezed because she didn't want to catch her cold. Number 4 is C. Belle was warning Joan about the danger of falling from a chair. Number 5 is B. The mother warned her to turn the pages carefully so she wouldn't tear the pages. Now look at figure 2. Listen and repeat the dialogues. Number 1. When she couldn't get through by phone, what did she do?
She sent a telegram.
Number 2. What arrangements did she make?
She arranged to go by plane.
Number 3. What was he insisting on?
He was insisting on their help.
Number 4. Who does she assist?
She assists a doctor.
Number 5. What should I stay away from?
You should stay away from all sweets.
Number 6. Where did you run across it?
It was in my desk.
Number 7. When did your call get through?
It was around midnight.
Number 8. Where did he drown?
He drowned in the lake.
Number 9. Does that dog bite?
Yes, it's very mean.
Number 10. When did they use up all the fuel?
We had to get more yesterday.
Look at figure 2 again. I'll read the question, you read the answer. Be sure to stress the capitalized word. Number 1. When she couldn't get through by phone, what did she do? Repeat. She sent a telegram. Number 2. What arrangements did she make? Repeat. She arranged to go by plane. Number 3. What was he insisting on? Repeat. He was insisting on their help. Number 4. Who does she assist? Repeat. She assists a doctor. Number 5. What should I stay away from? Repeat, you should stay away from all sweets. Number 6. Where did you run across it? Repeat, it was in my desk. Number 7. When did your call get through? Repeat. It was around midnight. Number 8. Where did he drown? Repeat. He drowned in the lake. Number 9. Does that dog bite? Repeat, yes, it's very mean. Number 10. When did they use up all the fuel? Repeat, we had to get more yesterday.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a sentence, then select a word or words from the box and write them in the blanks. The written sentence should have the same meaning. Let's do the example. We found several bargains. Repeat. We found a few bargains. Number 1. They didn't say much about the problem. Repeat. They said little about the problem. Number 2. Fred has almost no free time. Repeat. Fred has little free time. Number 3. Several students went on the tour. Repeat. A few students went on the tour. Number 4. She asked for some water. Repeat. She asked for a little water. Number 5. Not many students came to the picnic. Repeat. Few students came to the picnic. Number 6. Some people ask about the cost of the tickets. Repeat.
A few people asked about the cost of the tickets.
Look at figure 4. Look at the table and listen to a question. Select the correct answer. Number 1. What does 1.09 yards equal? The answer is B, 1 meter. 1.09 yards equals 1 meter. Number 2, what does 1 ounce equal? The answer is A, 28.35 grams. 1 ounce equals 28.35 grams. Number 3, what equals 0.62 miles? The answer is A, 1 kilometer. 1 kilometer equals 0.62 miles. Number 4. What does 1 kilogram equal? The answer is B, 2.20 pounds. 1 kilogram equals 2.20 pounds. Look at figure 5. Look at the chart and listen to a question. Then select the correct answer. Number 1. How much should a 59-year-old man who is 6 feet 4 inches tall weigh? The answer is B. A 59-year-old man who is 6 foot 4 should weigh 209 pounds. Number 2. How much should a 32-year-old man who is 5 feet 11 inches tall weigh? The answer is A. A 32-year-old man who is 5 foot 11 should weigh 179 pounds. Number 3. How much should a 22-year-old man who is 5 foot 8 weigh? The answer is A. A 22-year-old man who is 5 foot 8 should weigh 157 pounds. Number 4. How much should a 6-foot man who is 30 years old weigh? The answer is C. A 6-foot man who is 30 years old should weigh 184 pounds. Look at Figure 6. Look at the chart and listen to the questions. Then select the answer. Number 1. How much should a 5-foot, 5-inch woman, 28 years old, weigh? The answer is C. A 5-foot, 5-inch woman, 28 years old, should weigh 132 pounds. Number 2. How much should a 45-year-old woman who is 5 feet, 10 inches tall weigh? The answer is B. A 5-foot, 10-inch woman, 45 years old, should weigh 158 pounds. Number 3. How much should a 5-foot, 2-inch woman, 22 years old, weigh? The answer is C. A 5-foot, 2-inch woman, 22 years old, should weigh 120 pounds. Number 4. How much should a 5-foot, 7-inch woman, 50 years old, weigh? The answer is A. A 5-foot, 7-inch woman, 50 years old, should weigh 152 pounds. Now look at Figure 7. Read the warning in number 1. Now listen to a question and select the answer. Number 1. What might there be ahead on the road? The answer is B. Barricades are usually put up at low water crossings when floodwaters are across the road. Now read the warning in number 2. Listen to the question. Number 2. What does the warning mean? The answer is C. A fire could start here easily. Read the warning in number 3. Listen to the question. Number 3. What does the warning mean? The answer is A. A mean dog lives there. Read the warning in number 4. Listen to the question. Number 4. What do you have to do when you see this warning? The answer is C. Walk carefully when the floor is wet, or you may slip and fall. This is the end of Tape 2D, Book 19.